This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Tua the program, ladies and gentlemen.
Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Let's get to headlines here. Brought to us by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, choose over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory at the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. The Panthers, they even up their series with the Maple Leafs. They win game 4, 2-0. Series is 2-2. Game 5 is on Wednesday. The Panthers even up their series with the Maple Leafs. I just said that. The Marlins, they dropped 2 out of 3 to the White Sox, losing on Sunday 4-2. Hard to beat the Pope's team. So I don't blame you on that one, boys. It's tough. Although Fisher coming back to earth. Yeah, I think their record is something like 2-11 since I apologized to Peter Bendix on Twitter. I'm taking my apology back.
There you go. Delete
wow.
that.
Wow.
That's something.
I'm taking my apology back. Pete.
There you go.
Pete.
15-24.
Max Meyer, flash in the pan.
What?
Flash in the pan.
We still like Murph.
I mean, don't young players have a lot of inconsistency?
I guess. I don't know. I mean, he's not that young. He's, you know, been around. He just got off Tommy John surgery, and now he's off that surgery like 2 years from now. So, like, let's get going. Max, and he has a mustache now.
Like, he seems like he's on that Jimmy John surgery.
Let's get going. It's time to pick it up a little bit. You know, you want to be a top of the rotation guy or not? It's all right. You know, Yuri will be back soon enough. A real ace. Sandy's still.
Well, Sandy, I'm more curious of what the hell's going on with Sandy.
He ain't the same, and he probably blew out his arm in his Cy Young season. Leroy, I think that's what you're watching.
Really? Yeah.
But what do you think it is? Just a rut?
I don't know. I can't explain it. It just seems like, you know, when they say maybe he's concentrating too much on throwing cheese and he's trying to throw so hard that he can't locate the ball. I don't know. God forbid if he should only throw 93 but have more control.
I guess. I mean,
no, that's what I'm saying. I don't know.
If he throws 93, his arm's probably toast.
Or maybe he's just not strong enough yet. I don't know.
Well, I think that's the thing that's fascinating. It's not really like – it's just he's not as dominant. It just isn't the same. Like, you look at the radar gun, there's plenty of guys who throw 99 for nothing. Like, it's just, you know, he'll have some innings he looks good, and then there's usually one that – it's all kind of unraveled big for him. That's what it's been this year.
Right.
You know?
Like, he's one of those guys.
Like, he looks himself, and then, like, there'll be an inning where it kind of unravels for him.
Usually the second run through the lineup?
Yeah. Sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes he gets knocked around the first pitch, like Shohei did.
Damn. Oh, my goodness. Jeez.
Well, at first it was
I mean, you are talking about one of the best.
Now we're talking about the White Sox.
No. Yeah, it's true. Every time we've seen him, it hasn't been impressive. But at first, it was like, maybe he's doing this. We don't want to trade him. We love him. Now you're kind of like,
I don't want to trade him. I look at Sandy. Yeah, I love Sandy. I don't want Sandy to go anywhere. So if this ends up with him being here in the long term, which it won't, he'll eventually get traded. But
you're gonna grow to hate him if that's the case.
No, I'm not gonna grow to hate him.
You can treat him like Sixto.
What?
I know how you
he won the Cy Young Award. You're comparing him to Sixto Sanchez, who had two good Marlins outings in his career?
Already. Hey, you seem rats off a ship.
Can I just say, Tobin?
What?
Your rats move fluidly when it comes to players.
He doesn't even watch baseball.
It doesn't matter. He's familiar with your work.
That's right.
You're just doing a thing to jump on top of it, too. You don't watch the Marlins either.
Baseball.
Why would I watch? There's too many other sports going on right now.
What happens to those torpedoes?
You have a very. You see, this is the thing that's beautiful about you, though. You seem to have an excuse to get through all of baseball season, which is there's too many sports. Now they suck too bad. Now it's August. Football starts.
I've never said that.
No. Yes, you have. Can I just tell you something? I want to pinch your cheeks.
Okay.
You act like I haven't done Tickle Your Fancy with you for the last 5 years. I know exactly what your reasons are, and the reasons go. Too many sports in April and May. Then we get to June. If they're out of it. They're like, oh, they're out of it. I'm not watching it. And then we get to August. Maybe they could come back. It's like, yeah, football's here. I'm not going to watch it. Sorry. Baseball.
And whose fault is that?
It's their fault. But like,
okay,
just own. Just own that I don't want to watch them.
No,
Just own it.
I'm like everybody else. Give me a reason.
You won't watch Andy? So you won't watch Andy. You won't watch I thought you appreciate greatness.
He's what, 2-6?
Oh, now he's a bum. See, this is why.
No, I didn't say that.
You said I appreciate greatness. No. That man has been a great his entire career. He's having a down swing, and now all of a sudden you want to jump off the ship. That's cool. Hey, listen, that's fine. I didn't think you were like that, though.
Disgusting, Leroy.
That's fine. That's fine.
I'm sorry, Sandy.
That's fine.
Just gross.
Really? First of all, let me explain something to you. I sat through Indians baseball when they were way worse than the Marlins.
What? You went with like the 95 team. It was one of the greatest lineups there ever has been.
True.
I was going to baseball games before that. Okay, so stop. The other thing is, there ain't no way in hell I'm going to sit here and take this from a Miami fan. I'm not. Your whole concept of going to games is based on whether they're winning or losing.
Not my concept.
Okay, but Miami's.
So what?
South Florida.
Dude, you're not going to do that to me. Get out of here. I'm not going to take that.
Okay.
You're so silly.
I'm not wrong.
Bro, are you kidding me? The games that I've sat through? I watched bums. Of all bums of this baseball team. Get out of here. Right.
Sometimes he mentions names, and I'm like, I don't even know who that is.
Yeah, of course you don't.
No. He knows baseball now. I'm not questioning
it. No, he knows bad Marlins baseball very well.
Careful.
Very well.
Very well.
Don't say bad.
Okay. Less than average.
It was ground floor days.
Oh, okay. No. Hey, all right. Waddle, that's not true. I'm not a Cavs fan. I'm not there.
You're a closet Cavs fan.
Yeah, all of a sudden,
I saw you celebrate. All of a sudden, he's not a Cavs fan.
All of a sudden, he's not a Cavs fan.
I saw you celebrating.
What do you mean, all of a sudden? That's not true.
Well, they're down 3-1. I mean, they're embarrassing themselves.
No, that's not. That's not. No. I mean, you've heard me say I'm a Browns fan, right? I've never said I was a Cavs or Indians fan.
Okay.
Ever since I stopped living in Cleveland, yeah.
Bring up those season tickets.
I got some skin in the game with the Browns. And one of the reasons why I hooked up with the Indians is because growing up, I didn't have a baseball team in New Orleans.
So you're an Indians fan now, or you're a Marlins fan?
Look at them.
No, I'm a Marlins fan.
All right. So who'd you root for? What about 97? Who'd you root for?
Yeah, be honest.
I rooted for the Indians.
Sucker.
Look at this guy.
Really thought you were going to win that series. Fish and seven, dude.
Wrong side.
That's forever.
Yeah.
Fish and seven.
No, absolutely.
Get taller, Charles Nagy.
Get taller.
What were we talking about?
Hmm.
Oh, yeah. The Marlins lost to the Pope's team.
Aren't they terrible, too?
Highly favored.
Yeah, that's why it's not great. See, one of the few teams in the league that had fewer losses than them.
11-29.
Damn.
He gave up a 3-run bomb to somebody named...
Hey, the Marlins have games in hand, though.
That's true.
See how irrelevant that stat is?
No,
it's,
no, that
it's
makes
a
sense.
Hockey stat more than a baseball stat.
Games in hand.
He get,
it, somebody it, said I'm slipperier than a salamander and baby oil.
Do you think that it's do you think it's one of these things where Sandy can take it when he gives up a home run to Freddie Freeman, and he can take it when he gives up a home run to Shohei Ohtani, but when he gives up a home run to Timothy Elko?
Who?
Yeah, exactly. He's like, he's got to have some moments with himself. Yeah, he's just like, I got to take a walk. Sandy, it's okay. One pitch can slip away from anybody. Not from Elko! Tim Elko hitting 167 this season. That was his first home run of the year.
Jeez.
Wow. So your first home run of the season is against a Cy Young winner.
Yeah. Mm. Well, I guess he just got brought up, but still. His name's Tim Elko. Maybe he'll be a Hall of Famer, too.
That would make
this based on his face, no.
Based off his face?
Jeez.
Doesn't have a Hall of Fame face.
Why are you lashing out, dude?
I'm sad. My Sandy's not here anymore.
Hmm.
I don't recognize this guy. Can we get Jason Tatum? By the way, can we get was there a lemur commercial this year?
Oh, no.
Like, can I? It's on right now, and I got to say, you know, he's already uncool, right? And they're really trying hard to make Jason Tatum a thing. I've never seen any superstar they try and get over more than this guy.
It's amazing.
Now his commercial is, I'm filling in for Superman.
Like, yep.
That's what we're doing with him, huh? That's what we're going to do? And then,
there's a lot of people that are rats off a ship on him now, but this commercial was made before that.
I know, but even if they were up 3-0 right now, it'd be like, that's what we're doing. We're like, first of all, dude, can he just get his own thing? You're not super. That's Shaq. All right. You're trying to take Kobe. Now you're trying to take Shaq. You're not Superman. There's one Superman.
He's third in line because then there's Dwight Howard.
Yeah. Like, enough. Enough.
Why wouldn't they use Dwight Howard or Shaq anyway?
I don't know. I don't know. Because he's doing the general commercials, I guess. I don't know.
And Papa John's. And he's
Checkaroni. But anyway,
you're familiar with his work.
Barry's own. Barry University.
No.
What do you mean?
No. You don't say Barry's own when you think of Shaquille.
He would say Barry's own.
Yeah, you know what? He
got his doctorate from Barry. And a real one.
No.
Okay. Great. That's great.
He earned it. But
no way.
He was in class.
No way Shaquille O'Neal was in class enough to earn a doctorate.
Okay,
no
Tim,
way,
I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, and Leroy was in class.
What do you too. Why would you whoa, why would you doubt
whoa.
That?
Wait.
Just,
what are we doing?
Shaquille O'Neal's not going to class.
But he did.
With the peons. He's like, oh, I got
the peons.
Hey. I missed my third period. No way.
Hey, check this out.
Shaquille O'Neal.
I got suspended. For a game for not going to class. So my tail was in class.
But originally, you weren't
but originally,
in class.
Originally.
I mean, like, how you go to a class with 200 people in the building?
Oh.
In the auditorium? Like, look, come on.
I'm all for missing the days of work. I'm not here sitting here trying to make it seem like I got my doctorates.
He did get his doctorate!
Hey, dude. There is no, I need to know, like, the amount of time, he probably did. Like,
are you saying Shaq's not smart?
I'm saying Shaq's not going to go to class.
Why not?
Because he's.
Plenty of people go back to school after they're done playing.
For sure. Plenty of people are not Shaquille O'Neal.
Why can't he value education?
I think right now, Shaquille O'Neal is selling a furniture set with rooms to go.
What
does that mean? That means this man has so many sponsorships, and
as he should, he's one of the most recognizable people on the planet.
Therefore, he's not for 6 months attending Barry University.
I think it was multiple years. I don't think it was months.
It just doesn't make sense.
What do you mean it doesn't make sense? He values education.
They gave it to him. I'm saying
they didn't give it to him,
dude. They gave him the doctorate.
Jack McKeon got given an honorary doctorate
for sure
from Barry University.
Yes,
Shaq. Earned
did he
his
take
doctorate.
It while smoking a cigar?
Probably. Shaq earned his doctorate. He was in class.
Why did Jack McKeon get one?
Champ. What do you mean?
Okay.
You put Josh Beckett out there. 3 days rest. Of course he deserves it.
All right, that's fair.
Dr. Trader Jack.
That'll make him like they used to.
They really don't make them like they used to.
No way Shaq did that.
Who do you do that even with anymore? You'd be like, I want you to go out 3 days rest. Go win us this game. I remember when they took Blake Snell out of the World Series. They're like, oh, no, third time. And was Peter Bendix part of that team?
Probably.
I think he was. Oh, let's take out the Cy Young Award winner.
No, it's the third time through the order. No!
Killing me.
Imagine people.
You know what I hate about sports? That there's so many people in sports that play numbers.
I just lost Leroy. Is that like, did your computer freeze up?
Yeah, because I lost me. Oh, there I go. I can't hear Leroy.
Yeah, I can't hear me either. Let's take a break. We'll figure it out. And cool. Then, we'll see if we can do our live because he's just yammering and we can't hear him.
Oh, man. I'm sure it's good, too.
Which means the Twitch can't hear us, but we can't hear him. It's not a valuable thing. Hmm. You know what I mean? It kind of actually, it happened after JFig got back in the chat, though. Did she ruin it?
Ooh, and I did hear some stuff, like some like notifications.
Yeah,
stuff.
Something. I think she ruined it.
I think she ruined it. Probably her.
Take a break. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'll take it to A&T Dry Cleaners. For the best dry cleaning in South Florida, use our friends over at A&T Dry Cleaners. Yona Zara, that's our guy. You can call or text him anytime. His number is 954-610-9383. I have taken my one broadcast suit to Ara, and let me tell you something. Came out looking real pretty on TV this past weekend. So, if another broadcasting gig comes up, I'm going to take it there. Give it to Mama Ara. Give it to Ara, whoever's there on hand. And I know it's going to be taken care of right. And he'll do the same for you, Leroy, no matter what occasion you got coming up here.
That's it. Whether it's we got proms, we got weddings coming up. Everybody likes those little spring, summer weddings.
Graduation like,
time. Graduation time. You might need your gown. Listen, high school, you just get random robes. You need them to fit you. Take them in, get them hemmed up. Everybody gets same size. It's ridiculous. I went through it too. Had to get mine hemmed up a little bit. Just let Ara do it. They can even do same day sewing. They have a seamstress on site. It's Ara's mother. So you know you're getting the best care. It'll pick up or drop off your order. And guess what? Mm-hmm. If you mention our names, mostly Tobin, but if you mention my name too, 25% off your order. 25%.
How about that? 25% off your order. So call Abara today, 954-610-9383. Service in all of South Florida, A&T Dry Cleaners. Let's gather around the locker room, ladies and gentlemen, here on a Monday, a stormy Monday. Oh, it has lightened up a little bit, though. That's nice, at least down here. Leroy, what do we have today for our game balls and game bums?
I had two choices for game ball, but I'm always going to go with the player. So I wanted to give a little honorable mention to Paul Maurice because no matter, we tend to always look at the score. And he always talks about the game, and the score is secondary. So I kind of like that about him, his even-keelness. But it's got to go to Bob.
Yeah.
Bob.
Focus.
Bob was unbelievable yesterday. I mean, and I know he's unbelievable as a hockey, you know, amateur, right? When I get on the edge of my seat, thinking it's going, oh no, they're going to score. And Bob shuts it down. Yeah, that's why he got a shout out. That's why the score was only 2-0. Kudos to Bob. He, like you said, he always bounces back. And he did it. My game bum. What's his name? Domi?
Bum. Yep.
Bum! Dude, your check is in the mail. It's coming. It's coming. Kachuk let you know. And that was about, you can talk about all the accidental hits that have maybe have ended badly. Guys trying to be physical but not being purposeful. That was done on purpose at the end of a game that you already lost. That's what poor sportsmanship looks like.
Yep.
And so I hope you get yours.
He got, by the way, he did just get fined. This has just come across. Max Domi's been fined $5,000. The maximum allowable fine under the CBA for boarding Alexander Barkov.
Well, I tell you what, they should carry it on to the next game. In a series,
no,
if you do
wait.
Something as egregious as that at the end of a game where you think you can't get penalized,
yeah,
start the game off on the power.
No fine, no suspension?
No, you got $5,000.
Just a fine, no suspension?
Sounds like there's no suspension.
So, okay, this is – sometimes Leroy says this. You can't play the results of it. Like, he could have really seriously – thank God he didn't.
Right.
But from that hit, he could have hit his head on that thing, got a concussion.
100%.
Had he got a concussion, are we now saying this is a two-game suspension? I don't think because he escaped injury should he have just a fine.
That's what they did with Sam Bennett.
That's crazy.
Without even knowing the facts behind how their goalie got hurt.
My bad, Barky. Next time, get a concussion, please.
Well, Bennett wasn't disciplined, but he was – but he was – I mean, he wasn't suspended, but it was one of those things where, yeah, they're acting like what he did because Stolarz ended up concussed, which, by the way, was very obviously from the slap shot.
Right.
Wasn't right the entire time since after that happened. But he does this with 8 seconds left in the game, down two. Screw that guy, man. He gets what coming. He's going to get what's coming to him.
Yeah.
That's what I said. You know what? If you do something egregious like that at the end of a game, you should start the next game off.
I don't disagree with you, Leroy. I think that's not a terrible
idea.
Because
you're doing it because there are no ramifications.
Instead, it's probably going to end up with the Panthers on the power play because they're going to probably drop the gloves right off
exactly.
The bat.
Exactly. And they're going to say, I take that trade.
Right, I love how Tkachuk, like the way he said it too, wasn't out of anger or emotion. It was simply
that's
like,
his move though. He loves leaning over the bench and giving warnings,
looking down, going, hey,
nobody,
hey.
It always happens when Tkachuk's out of the game because normally he's in the middle of the fracas. But whenever there's like a really bad one, his favorite thing is to lean over the boards and think about, hey, who's next, who's getting it.
Love that guy.
I do too.
So you better start the game off with your fourth line.
No,
somebody's getting it.
I know we're going to get the humble act from everybody. Oh, no. We don't want to. No, you did it to Alexander Barkov at your own peril, dude.
Yep.
Of all people. Honestly, it literally, like, nothing pisses me off. Like, I don't like dirty hits on players. But I especially don't like dirty hits on Alexander Barkov because you know he won't fight because he's a gentleman. Okay. And you do this to one of the sweethearts. You wouldn't do it to anybody who would really fight back. Okay. All right, Domi. Watch out for your Domi.
All right, too much. You, like, we were with you, and then you had to go that little extra.
Uh-oh.
The little extra.
I have no regrets.
Extra seasoning.
I have no regrets.
Watch out for your Domi.
You hit our homie?
Oh,
we're coming for you, Domi.
Okay. I kind of like that.
Call me, homie.
What?
Mr. Crow.
Point for Toby.
Man. Anyway, that's game balls and game bums. So today, the Panthers, they even things up 2-2. The Miami Heat, Pat Riley, he spoke on Friday. He's up to something, dude. I'm telling you something right now. He's up to something.
Hey.
He's up to something.
He was probably looking out there for you.
What?
Yeah, where's that? There he is. Okay. But I will say, Ira kind of put it all out there.
Yeah, he put it all out there. With the Jimmy stuff.
Yeah.
He said on the Tyler stuff, he said that Tyler's cool on the extension stuff. He said we already talked about it. Doesn't sound like he's gonna get a September extension.
Yeah, but, like, here's what I don't get. Is it disrespectful to not extend the guy as soon as possible? Because that's the way the players have made this sound. And sometimes with the salary cap and the way things are, you kind of have to make sure you're in the right place to do that.
It depends. Yeah, you know. I think you got to take the temperature of it. You know, I think it's one of those things where like look, Tyler, we gave you an extension a couple of years ago. This is the first full season you played. You were great this year. Go have another great year, because we won't. If you could show your $50 million player, you could show us this summer. You don't have you're not showing, because he certainly hasn't shown it by October, and that's not a slight at him. He's a very good player. Not like, but I don't think there's anything wrong, and he doesn't seem like there's going to be anything wrong with it. He's not going to make a stink, you know.
He's got
2 years, 60+ guaranteed over the next 2 years.
Right,
he'll be all right, and. Imagine if he has a good season. Maybe he does have an amazing season. And if he is, then he'll be eligible for a four-year extension in the summer.
I think part of the problem is that max contracts have skewed talent a little bit. Because now, if you are qualified for it, everybody thinks you're supposed to get it.
Yes.
And that's the way the league is going. And that I'm more than sure that's not the way this was intended.
Yeah, the intention was because they don't want people moving on, which is always gonna, like, this is the thing. Stars are always going to move on when they want to move on. Like, yeah, maybe you'll have the rare case where Luka thought, no, there's no shot I'm ever going to want to leave Dallas, and he's in the perfect location, and I would love to be here and, of course, get my $350 million. But even the guys who have gotten, look at Bradley Beal. Bradley Beal got it from the Wizards. He ended up moving on and wanted, you know, I don't know if he wanted to move on or they wanted to move on from him. Probably more the latter, because they were at a rebuilding phase. But even Giannis. Giannis is the perfect example. He's eligible for every max in the book that there is. But when Giannis wants to leave Milwaukee, Giannis is going to want to leave Milwaukee. There's nothing you can do about it.
Right.
And there's going to be teams lining up for it. So, yeah, I don't really understand why they needed to do it in a place where then it makes it so punitive for teams. Like, look, as much as I hate Boston, it shouldn't kill Boston that they drafted Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, that they can't pay role players around them. That seems stupid.
Right, exactly. But it's not even from that standpoint. It's I've seen more guys with max contracts that end up not being max contract guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Then I have the guys who are well-deserving and get it and perform. Right? We can count on maybe hands and feet, the amount of players in the league that you go, that's a max guy.
Yeah. Right? Today's day and age, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but five of us got to get together to count the amount of people who do get max contracts.
Yeah, because it's going to feel – because basically it's like if I'm the best player on this team, I'm your max guy. It's like you may be a Heat max guy, but you're not
but you're a max guy. And that's where I'm getting at is that, like, we know the guys who are max guys. And – but we hear more nowadays that, ooh, he qualifies for the max.
Right.
He qualifies for the super max, right? And I think sometimes your own players hamstring you because they wouldn't get that on the open market.
Pat Riley, this is what he had to say on Running It Back. He decided he was going to channel one of our own.
It's a little bit different in how you plan now. For that, it could come through trades. It could come through the addition of one or two very good players. There's always still going to be with us improvement from within, but I don't think we can go there. I'm not going to ribbit it. Does anybody know what that means? What's that commercial? What's that commercial? The little baby in the and he's talking to the woman on the bench and the other guy. Ribbit. What's the commercial?
Liberty.
Well, I call it Ribbit. It's R. Okay. IB, run it back. We're not going to do that. Or we're going to try to stay away from that. I'm sorry, Ribbit? That's what I say every night to Chris when we watch that commercial. Hey. It is so cute. But anyway, we probably won't run it back, but it doesn't mean that, you know, I mean, miracles aren't, players aren't just going to show up. I mean, you have to make deals. You have to look at the board. You got to try to do something that's going to benefit with something with your team and your two key guys, if they're your key guys, and I think they are.
There you go, Pat Riley.
Hey. Woo! Hey.
The old love commercials.
Hey, was somebody behind you going, land the plane, land the plane?
And so, okay, look, not to say anything, because he's significantly older than Leroy. When he started talking about a random commercial I've never heard before, mm-hmm. I was like, oh, Leroy.
You've heard the commercial.
What? The
it's with the Liberty Mutual commercial.
Liberty.
Liberty.
With the baby.
And the guy.
And the guy's, he guy's mad at the baby.
So there's no frog in the commercial. Let me just say I haven't seen this commercial. Unless it played
there's
at the
not
Super
a frog.
Bowl.
There's not a frog.
You've so. Seen it.
There's not
You've
a frog.
Where have I seen it? I don't watch TV.
Liberty Mutual. Usually they have the emu.
Yes. Limu emu. I know that.
Right. And then they have a baby.
They have a baby.
It was Liberty.
You know, because a baby can't say it's L's. It's stupid. It's a baby.
Yeah, I know.
So it says Ribbit. And so he thinks that it's saying Ribbit.
Really? I was like, maybe there's a frog.
But what his point was.
A ribbit?
Run yeah. it back.
He wanted to go.
We're ribbit. Not. Yeah. Run it back. Did you get the. Oh, you guys don't. Oh.
You get it?
No, I got that
You
part.
Get it.
But I'm like, is there a frog in the commercial? I'm
he was just trying to bring it all in, but that the whole.
Listen, he was Pat Riley's a smart guy. I was like, whoa.
He took the wait, he took the scenic route.
In other words, you were coming down for a landing and you had to do a fly around.
Yeah. He took so the scenic route. You can see the. He's like, hey, and if you look over here, you see the ocean. He took the scenic route. The whole point of it was, we're not running back. I thought that was good news. I thought everybody didn't want that.
Run it back. Did you hear that part, Marcos?
Okay, so that, again, the plane.
That's where you got ribbit from.
Plane was landing. And then, look, and I was like, look, Pat, he seems sharp. He seems motivated. And I was like, oh, no, that was pretty old right there.
We're not going to ribbit it.
Yes, we're not going to run it back. I
we're not going to rib it.
This Liberty commercial. What are we even talking about here? God bless. Did anyone in the press room? Was
Well, somebody like, did. Somebody figured it out. Yeah. Somebody spoke Pat Riley. They're like, is he talking about the Liberty Mutual commercial?
Probably another old, am I right?
Hey, the old think we know what they were talking about.
Hey. Look, the main idea, though, is something I'm happy with.
Hey, I have said to Tobin, you know what the hell I'm talking about. Dude, no, I don't.
I'm sorry, Ribbit? That's what I say every night. Is that Ribbit?
Strange. I loved it, personally. I was highlight of the presser. Nah, he's speaking my language.
Literally.
Hey, Ribbit, did you go in there with your man voice or did you use your...
I think so. I don't know. We can play what I asked him. We can play because honestly, what I was gonna ask him, he kind of answered.
Yeah.
So I had like four questions.
You riled him up in another way, but a positive.
I thought it was a positive rile up though.
Do you now? Can I ask you another question?
Yeah.
If your four questions get answered,
mm-hmm.
do you feel that you have to make a question up just to ask a question?
No, I just give him the throat slash. That happens all the time to me. I hate that when people are like, because that'll happen in spell press.
Yeah, I used to do interviews and the guy, I'm like, you're reaching right now, and the guy go. He asked
a
question I was going to ask. I'm like, didn't no need to ask a question.
No, I've mastered the – that happens all the time, especially with SPO press conferences or player press conferences where, like, oh, if somebody had a question I wanted to ask, I'm like, ah, I don't need to double that up. No, I don't feel the need. Right. I'm good. Pat
or
might be
– will go, the follow-up guy.
Yeah.
The follow-up on the last question.
Pat,
and then you, no.
Pat might be a different – because Pat you get once a year, so I'm like, I want to get something from him.
For sure.
But I wanted to ask about SPO.
Oh,
but he answered about Spo, and I was like, whoa. I was not expecting that answer.
What did he say?
There I go again.
We'll take a break. We'll play it. We'll play Spo. We'll play me round. We got to take a break, dude. I can't just drop kick the clock whenever you want.
I was supposed to be your boy, and I'm getting teased.
Take a break. Back after this.
I'm sorry, Ribbit? That's what I say every night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.